I'm joined by the author and broadcaster, Julia Beard. Julia, we've just seen an unsuccessful leadership coup happen in Canberra. It's been described by Abbott as a remarkable and bizarre day in the history of Parliament. Is that something that you go along with?
Remarkable in that it was out of the ordinary, bizarre in that it was farcical, yes. You know, leadership skills are unusual. It's very unusual to have one called and then, you know, nothing come as a result of it, and called not by a contender but a potential deputy leadership contender. You know, when it first happened, there was a sense of maybe this might land the boil, but actually, in fact, nothing happened. So, you know, it can only be hoped that it'll bring some stability to what has become a completely chaotic, you know, caucus right now.
Mm. And what next for the Prime Minister then?
Next for the Prime Minister. She's got a really hard task ahead of her. I mean, you know, people keep talking about her toughness. They are labouring the point of her toughness. And it's very obvious that's what's required. 6 months could be incredibly grueling. It's not just appalling, it's kind of what the brawling of her own party. You know, I mean, look, she won today. Unfortunately, often with her, what's often seen as the sign of weakness, which is someone obviously, you know, contesting her position, you know, it's always seen as weakness, not necessarily, we don't kind of necessarily recognise the strength, which is that she wins, she has won now that position 3 times, and it really should be behind her. What's ahead is trying to convince the Australian people that they can bring coherency and vision, you know, and competence to the next election. You know, they have got some good things through Parliament. They just they've been unable to sell or translate or convince or persuade. She's a fantastic negotiator. She's not a great communicator, and they're acutely aware of it. But any of her attempts to communicate anything right now are utterly thwarted by, you know, the internal brawling.
And of course, this latest spill comes off the back of a series of very bad polling for the Prime Minister. I mean, yeah. What do you think, more broadly, you know, this failed coup attempt really says about the state of Australian politics?
Well, it's not particularly stable right now. But what's bizarre is that the party itself, the government itself, is not stable and responding very badly to polling. They're likely to get a thrashing at the next election. It's not looking, you know, it's not looking good for them right now. But the country itself is very prosperous, and really, major parties agree on all the major issues. You know, there's not there's a difference in rhetoric, but there's a lot of common ground right now, and which commentators are arguing about whether that's a good or a bad thing, I don't know. So in a way, I think the chaos, we have to be careful that it's not overblown.
And finally, Tony Abbott's called for an early election now. Previously, the date was set in mid-September. Do you think Gillard will give in to that, or are we still looking at a September election?
I think she would be... Look, I'm sure that she, as much as probably the rest of us, would love to have an election called quickly and got over with, because this has become, like... We're not actually seeing proper, you know, governance happening, because it's overshadowed by campaigning and by leadership roles, which I think is incredibly frustrating for anyone. I don't think a long campaign in any way guarantees a campaign marked by, you know, strong policy debates. In fact, you could argue that it's more likely to undermine it because it's so drawn out and because we're so completely dominated by the polls. But I think that she would be unwise to change, given that the image she's trying to project right now is that of a resolute, firm, decisive leader. She's got to barrel on, you know, regardless. And I think we'll be hearing a lot more from her colleagues about how tough she is. And I think she's going to be requiring every shred she's got right now.
Julia, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.